sailing ships were once a mainstay of exploration, and a form of them could be again. Tomorrow, some modern explorers are going to launch a new kind of sailing vessel into outer space. It's a tiny spaceship with 8 giant sails that will be pushed along by light. NPR's Nell Boyce has more.
The new sailing ship is called Cosmos One. Right now it's sitting on a Russian submarine under the Barents Sea near Finland. It's packed into an intercontinental ballistic missile, the kind that used to carry nuclear warheads. If all goes as planned, the missile will blast Cosmos One into orbit, 500 miles above the Earth.
And that's when the inflatable spars that pull out the sails from their packed condition will be deployed 4 at a time. We have 8 sails, and hopefully at that point we'll get into the sunlight and begin to feel that solar energy.
That's Lewis Friedman of the Planetary Society. It's a group of space enthusiasts, and they sponsored Cosmos One. Friedman says the ship's sails will get pushed along by photons, or light particles, that constantly stream out of the sun. It's called solar sailing, and people have dreamed about it for decades.
For a long time, we knew about the idea of solar sailing, but nobody wants to test it.
So his group decided to give it a go. Cosmos One has 8 triangular sails. Together, they form a kind of pinwheel that's 100 feet across. They're made out of mylar, the shiny stuff used in birthday balloons, and each sail is incredibly thin, much thinner than a trash bag. Friedman says photons will hit the sails and bounce off, giving Cosmos One a little shove forward.
We're not going to try and race in the wind. We're just going to try and have the feel of the sail and our rudder, if you will.
Friedman's team hopes the sails will make Cosmos One go a tiny bit faster, and ground controllers might try to use the sails to steer the ship into a slightly higher orbit. Friedman says Cosmos One will only last a few months at most, because radiation will destroy its fragile sails.
We're willing to fly just a few days, go nowhere, but prove the concept of a controlled solar sail flight. Sort of in the spirit of the Wright brothers, who flew 12 seconds and went nowhere, but it was rather significant.
Solar sailing could have some big advantages over traditional rockets. For one thing, sailboats don't need to carry any fuel, and a space sailor could go really fast. Light would constantly push a ship forward, and that acceleration adds up. After 3 years, a ship could cruise along at 100,000 miles an hour. Friedman says that kind of speed could put a distant solar system within reach.
Solar sailing and light sailing is really the only technology we know of in anywhere that can lead to interstellar flight.
Cosmos One has caught the attention of folks like Les Johnson. He runs a NASA office that looks into new propulsion systems for space.
You know, we're anxious to see it go, and we hope that some things they learn will help us make our job go a little easier.
NASA is currently doing ground-based tests of other solar sails. It's been trying to develop more durable ones, which is what you'd need to go to places like the planet Mercury. But the agency hasn't decided if it's going to test its prototypes in space. And Johnson says sailing to other stars is even farther off.
It's a lot of fun to think about, and it's sort of the holy grail of where we're going with this technology. But we don't have a clue how to engineer anything that could survive and carry something on a true interstellar mission.
Still, if Cosmos One has a good maiden voyage, it may help convince people that it's time to set sail on the cosmic seas. Nell Boyce, NPR News.
To see images of Cosmos One and learn more about plans for sailing in outer space, you can visit our website, npr.org.